The Sunset of the Age of Grace. End of the Age Clues. All through the Bible, we are given clues to the time clock and calendar of God. Where are we now in our year 2018 on God's timesheet? Are we near the end of this age of grace? With each passing day, we are closer to the day and hour our Lord will return. I think the following scriptures will instruct, inform, and warn us of the perilous times we live. Let God's Word and the Holy Spirit show you where we are on God's timeline. In this study, we will look at clues such as the third day, after 3 days, watches in the night, and many more specific numbers God gives us in His Word. The Lord said He was returning quickly, almost 2,000 years ago by our calendar, but He was speaking by the Spirit as to heaven's time. Our prayer and request today, Luke 24. Then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Psalm 90. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Revelation 3. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Psalm 84. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000, and I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Psalm 90. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. 2 Peter 3. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Did you see that? A day in heaven is as 1,000 years on earth. We will apply this understanding to many of the timing clues in God's Word. The third day.
Exodus 19.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people on Mount Sinai. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning, there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that were in the camp trembled. Mark 13. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Ephesians 5. That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Our passing over Jordan is near also, God's church will soon pass over into heaven, our eternal home and promised place. Just like the Old Testament people of God, it is time to ready ourselves for Him. We, by the Holy Spirit and Word, are washing our clothes, becoming pure and clean before God, without spot nor wrinkle, getting ready to join our Lord in heaven. Our third day is starting soon. Are you ready? Genesis 22. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Ladies and gentlemen, the place he saw was a mountain in the area of Moriah, modern-day city of Jerusalem. Some say the very spot Solomon built the temple. Later, the same spot Jesus was crucified. On our third day, we will look up and see our heavenly city, a city not made with human hands, our eternal home.
Hosea 6.
Come, let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day, He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Matthew 16. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go unto Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders, and chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Luke 13. And He said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today, and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. As Jesus was raised the third day, so shall His church. Jesus, in His time on earth, is speaking of 3 actual days' work, then His crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension into glory, seated to the right hand of our Father. On a larger scale, Jesus is saying this, I, through my church body, will cast out devils. I'll heal the sick. I'll raise the dead for 2,000 years. Then at the start of the third millennium, I am perfected when they join me in heaven for my magnificent wedding feast. My bride with me forever. Oh, yeah, praise God. Luke 24. But we trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Then said Jesus unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? And to enter into His glory? And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures? Ladies and gentlemen, on the third day, the day of His resurrection, He revealed Himself to His disciples as they traveled. So too, as our third day dawns, He will reveal Himself to us in the air as we travel or relocate to our eternal home. After 3 days, Luke 2. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found Him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard Him were astonished at His understanding and answers. Matthew 27. saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command therefore that the grave be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night." Ladies and gentlemen, after 3 days is the same as saying the third day, even early the third day. The world will see this same man ruling from Jerusalem in the next millennium or third day. The world will marvel at his love, wisdom, and power. For we have a high priest who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. John 2. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. Jesus spoke by the Spirit of heavenly things, and they could not hear nor understand. A third day wedding. John 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. His mother said unto the servants, "Whatsoever he said unto you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them to the brim. And he saith unto them, "Draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast." And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said unto him, "Every man at the beginning sets forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Are you his disciple? Have you forsaken all to attend? For you too are called to a future wedding feast. On the third day we shall rise from the dead, or be changed in a moment, to be presented to the Father as fine wine, no longer dirty, empty clay jars." The large quantity of wine was not spoken nor presented to the master. A small cup or portion was brought to him, and he raved at the quality and goodness of it, especially at this latter part of the celebration. God has kept his best outpouring till the last, that we might minister powerfully in the earth, then be presented to the Father. How blessed are those invited to his wedding feast. Another third day. Genesis 40. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them in the dream. Ladies and gentlemen, again we see a third day restoration of one and reserving of another unto destruction. This is an example of what we will see at the end of this age. Both were offenders of Pharaoh, as we are all fallen before God in our sin. Thank God He sent Jesus, His Son, to save us and make us righteous, holy, and pure, fit for His service and eternal life. Watches in the night. Matthew 14. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Mark 6. And He saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by. Do you remember a watch in the night is as 1,000 years? Just as walking on water is a miracle, impossible to men, by a miracle virgin birth, our Lord Jesus shows up exactly on time, the very day appointed, sent by the Father in the fourth watch, the 4,000th year of man in the earth, a year of Jubilee, and He declared the acceptable year of the Lord. Many things were about to change. Matthew 25. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Luke 12. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that He shall gird Himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if He shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. Luke 21. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. 1 Thessalonians 5. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Peter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. Revelation 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, watch. Be ready, be alert, stay close to Him. I believe we're in the final hour of this age of grace. 2 days. Matthew 26. You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. John 11. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Mark 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they may take Him by craft and put Him to death. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that after 2 days or 2,000 years, the pure, wise brides of our Lord will pass over or be lifted up into heaven to go to His wedding feast. Knowing times and seasons. Matthew 25. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, Go you out to meet him. Mark 13. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Matthew 24. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 25. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Ladies and gentlemen, we know not the day or hour of his return for us, his bride. With these clues, we know in the Father's mind there is a certain day and hour set. Will you be ready with your lamp full and burning brightly? Or will you be sleeping or too busy chasing pleasure and treasures of this world? We can know the season, Galatians 6. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. 1 Thessalonians 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, for you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. Summer season. Here are clues so important, they're found in three Gospels. In God's Word, we see the fig tree. It's in John 1:48, Nathanael standing under it. It is planted in the Master's vineyard in Luke 13:6. It represents the nation of Israel and their religion of men, planted in the middle of all nations, a nation that knows not their one true God, nor his Son sent to them. Isaiah 65. And they shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Matthew 24. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Mark 13. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. But take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Luke 21. And he spoke a parable to them. Behold the fig tree, and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things coming to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Isaiah 66. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Ladies and gentlemen, if summer was nigh back in April 1948, when Israel became a nation in a day, then the harvest or end of the age is very soon. Later in 1967, the fig tree grew leaves as Israel grew by four large areas of land. This year, 2018, a jubilee year and the 70th anniversary of that nation. That generation is still alive. The fulfillment of His word is coming quickly as that generation ages. Psalm 90. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, or 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Ladies and gentlemen, if summer is starting, what comes afterwards? Fall, or shall we say harvest? We know harvest is the end of the age, from Matthew 13:39. We're in harvest time now. Summer is over. In this harvest, or ingathering, the wheats and fruits are taken up first into His barn. As in the days of Noah, the flood waters lifted up the ark. The precious cargo and 8 people were saved alive. So too in our day, as God pours out His Spirit in the earth, we, His elect, shall be lifted up by that same flooding power. That's us, His church, His bride, His wise virgins, joint heirs, and first fruits. It's interesting that the scripture says, we fly away. If we calculate 80 years past 1948, we see the year 2028. Our departure is near. Six days and more clues. Matthew 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Genesis 6. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Ladies and gentlemen, after 6 days of men's rule on the earth, we will see the Lord highly exalted in his great power and glory. Many Bible scholars believe God's word to Noah in Genesis 6 is actually 120 jubilees, at 50 years each, yielding 6,000 years. It has been said this 2018 jubilee is the last one. The lease of sinful men ruling in the earth is almost up. This earth will not have peace until the Prince of Peace comes from heaven to rule in Jerusalem. God worked in creating the earth 6 days. The 7th day He rested and delighted in His creation and in us. After this pattern, the earth will rest and abide in peace in its 7th millennium. His sinless majesty and righteousness will rule for 1,000 years. 4 months and 2 days. John 4. And He must needs go through Samaria. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And many of the Samaritans in that city believed on Him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they asked and besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Ladies and gentlemen, so we ask, why 4 months? A very explicit number. I know 4 months is a growing season for many plants, or a third of a year. The Holy Spirit kept saying a third of time. Jesus was saying we have one third of time left before his return to his nation to rule. Okay, then how long is this third of time? Read on. What's the next number you see in this story? 2 days, or 2,000 years, is the last third of the 6,000-year rule of man in the earth. It's so important in this parable, we're told twice of the two-day stay. It's the time Jesus was in Samaria, away from his people. What does this reveal? The Lord is now in heaven for 2,000 years away from us, his people, his church. We know the harvest, or the end of the age, is about 2,000 years after Jesus was speaking this parable. 2 days, 4 days, but God's perfect timing. John 11. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days, still in the same place where he was. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at the timeline presentation here by this story. God gives us specific clues or numbers in an actual event in Jesus' ministry. The messenger travels a day to find Jesus with the word Lazarus is deathly ill. In actuality, Lazarus is dead soon after the messenger starts his journey. That day, Jesus receives the message. By the Spirit, Jesus knows the state of Lazarus. He sleepeth. Jesus, by the Spirit, stays put, ministering and teaching for 2 days. Early the fourth day, he takes a day's journey to Lazarus's tomb. Or one could say from the time of the flood in Noah's day, after the first 1,000 years, God knew we sleep and are dead in our sins, without a Savior, sheep without a shepherd, hopelessly enslaved to sin. Yet God waits 2 days, or 2,000 years, then another day, another 1,000 years, time elapsed, to our grave where men stinketh. For kings failed, judges failed, prophets failed, sacrificed animals and religion failed, law failed, wealth failed, Rome failed. None could save from sin nor make righteous. Then the fourth day, 4,000th year mark of time, Jesus shows up by a virgin birth. He raises us up, for we are dead men walking, dead in our sin. Like Lazarus, he calls us to come forth. He saves us from our sin by his poured out blood sacrifice, then seals us with his Holy Spirit. In this case, Lazarus represents mankind, both Jew first and Gentile. We are to live in this short church age being loosed of our grave clothes, or the sins and weights that so easily beset us. Serving our Lord, glorifying him in the earth, letting him walk in these vessels, glorifying himself, serving men in his might and power by his Spirit. 3 years patience, then passion. Luke 13. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, "Behold, These 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Here we see Jesus' 3 years of ministry, his time almost up, but he does his grand, great, magnificent work in the vineyard. The fig tree is his nation of Israel and their dead religion. He goes to the cross, he's crucified, buried, then resurrected the third day. Then 50 days later, he sends the Holy Spirit. Then 40 years later, the city and temple are laid waste, never to bear any fruit again. Religion of men no more. Jesus came to reinstate relationship with the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. More numbers and clues. About 2,000. Matthew 8. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come here to torment us before the time? Mark 5. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. Here's another clue. Why do we care the size of this herd, small or large? Why an almost exact number? I believe it is a clue of time. Starting the clock of about 2,000 years, these demons have till their torment and end come. They know their end is the lake of fire. Remember in Joseph's vision interpretation of the king's dream? A cow was a year. Here we see a swine as a year with precedence. Joshua 3. And they commanded the people, saying, When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. We too must heed Joshua in our day and prepare ourselves. Another about 2,000. Could this distance represent the distance the church follows Jesus' resurrection and us resurrected likewise? Our promised land is heaven, and we know not which way to go, so we must follow him. For we walk by faith, not by sight, trusting him to lead. Our job is to stay close and keep your lamp full. 2 days wage, another clue. Luke 10. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. The Good Samaritan in this story is Jesus. He was a hated foreigner to the religious Jews. He was full of compassion and comfort. The oil is the Holy Spirit. The wine is his shed blood. The inn is his church, his people, tasked to take care of his beloved, precious, dying in this world. A pence is a British word for penny. Penny was a word equating to the Roman denarius, a silver coin with Caesar's image. Its value was a day's wage. Our clue here is the exact number 2. Not a vague many or few coins, not a bunch or a bag of coins. The man left provision for 2 days, 2,000 years, then said he would return and take care of all. His return is very near. Awake, my people. Romans 13. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Proverbs 25. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Now a simple calculation. Let's use the clues we have to discern the season we are in. If Jesus was born in the fall of 7 BC, the earliest I have ever read, he lives and ministers 33 and a half years, then he leaves the earth to the Father mid-27 AD. Add 2,000 years for the age of grace brings us to mid-2027. Just a short 9 years from now, from mid-2018. However, if Jesus was born a more probable date of the fall of 1 BC, he lives and ministers 33 and a half years. He then leaves the earth to the Father mid-33 AD. We add 2,000 years for the age of grace, brings us to 2033. Just a little longer, and possible 15 years from now, mid-2018. Either way, his silent return for his bride is very near. We are in the sunset of this age of grace, the last 1% of this age. For there is not a finer hour in which to live and be at work in the Father's vineyard. We will see our Lord's majestic, powerful end to this age. As a Thief in the Night. There are two upcoming travels of Jesus at the end of this age. Very different. The first one is quiet, as a thief. Few see him with cloud covering. Isaiah 10. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. Genesis 31. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. One day soon, the lost, unbelieving rejecters of their Lord and Savior in the world will see the church is gone. Where will they go? 2 Kings 20. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Acts 1. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And the angel said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." This action is very silent, stealthful, unnoticed by the Romans, the religious, or the worldly, but seen only by his looking up, dedicated, closest followers, with clouds obscuring. 1 Thessalonians 4. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." I believe only the dead and alive in Christ will hear these three magnificent calls. Once again, clouds obscure our departure, just as Jesus' departure was, the great unseen escape. 1 Thessalonians 5. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." 1 Thessalonians 5. "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that this day should overtake you as a thief. But you are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the church is gone before the wrath of the Lamb in Revelation 6 and the wrath of God in Revelation 14, for we are not children of wrath. Revelation 19, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." Fishing talk. Caught away. Acts 8. "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." 2 Corinthians 12. "How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities." 1 Thessalonians 4. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Revelation 12. "And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." Hebrews 12. "See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. The Lord speaking by his Holy Spirit. Great power and glory. The second travel event of the Lord recorded for us is loud, seen by all, on a white horse, powerful lightning, great power and glory, wailing and crying of men at the sight of it, not hidden by clouds, but through the clouds and with clouds billowing behind. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Matthew 24. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Mark 13. But take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Luke 21. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea, and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. 2 Peter 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Are we there now in 2018 or 2019? Not yet. Men give lip service and put up with Christian testimony for now, but that will change. In the years to come, they will not hear nor allow the testimony of Jesus Christ or his gospel. 2 Peter 3. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The world and its leaders will not be ready for this glorious return. They will not only reject him, but arm themselves to war against the Lord of glory. Revelation 19. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, and clothed in fine linen, white and clean. I believe that's us, his church. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. As we close this study, we see a great wedding feast coming. Will you come? Will you take your seat? Matthew 22. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden, the Jews, to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and they went their ways, one to his farm, and another to his merchandise. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore unto the highways, and as many as you shall find of the Gentiles, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Here we see many are called to the wedding feast. Some are drawn and go joyfully. Most make fun of it and reject the invitation, too busy about their worldly business. God's servants go forth with invitations to any they find on the streets in our generation, both good and bad. For the Father's dinner seats will be filled. Will you be seated at that table? The required dress for dinner is the fine white linen garment, the Holy Spirit, the righteousness and seal of God, your only ticket for entry. You cannot buy, steal, borrow, nor earn by works this invitation. It's a free gift of the Father and the Son. Oh, how blessed are those called to this supper of the Lamb. After a period of great trouble in the earth, for the next 1,000 years, the 7th millennium, Jesus will reign as King on the earth from Jerusalem. What a wonderful time on earth this will be. The earth ruled by our Lord, the glorious, all-wise, all-powerful King. After this 1,000 years, the devil is destroyed forever. Then we see the next age begin. Isaiah 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. 2 Peter 3. Looking for and hasting unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hearing God's word today. It has renewed your mind, fed your spirit, and will yield peace, comfort, and strength to your inner man. God bless you as you walk by faith in the Spirit of the Lord.
and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There have been earthquakes in various places. Millions are starving. There's death on their faces. These are the signs. The wheels are turning. Beginning of birth pains of my returning. I am Messiah, God's only son. I came to save you so we can be one. Suffering and sorrow like you never know. It's time for reaping whatever you've sown. Your so-called best friend can lead you astray. Political correctness, they live it each day. Unequally yoked, oh, your values will change. When wrong becomes right, you won't even think it's strange. I am Messiah, God's only son. I came to save you so we can be guided. Christians are falling like flies, but don't you be misled by cultural lies. Many false prophets have come to deceive. You've got to hold fast to what you believe. This is my story. This is my song. I will be coming. It won't be long. I am Messiah, God's only son.